Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 119 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for June 27th is think about a possible change you want to make in your life. Write down three things you would have to give up to make the change. Write down three things you would gain by making a change. Determine whether you need to focus on what you have to give up or what you could gain as motivation to make the change. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking peace and fulfillment. Seeking peace and fulfillment is the inside or mindset fundamental that along with enjoying the journey makes up our final pair of fundamentals of success. And it has a connection to our first pair of fundamentals of having a vision and pursuing our dreams. When we have a vision of our dreams and aspirations, it creates tension in our lives because we're at point A and we'd like to get to point B, but we aren't there yet. And many of us think tension can be a bad thing. It's like the difference between stress and pressure. Stress comes from outside sources and things we do not control. But pressure comes from within, and it deals with things that are within our control. So the tension to fulfill our dreams and live to our full potential creates pressure within us. Now, this is where we often get confused between happiness and fulfillment. Because happiness is only concerned about the here and now, the short term. And so the quickest path to happiness is to avoid tension, avoid pressure, and have fun in the moment. There's nothing wrong with having fun, but the best fun is aligned with our purpose and what fulfills us. Fulfillment can come from situations of fun and happiness, but fulfillment can also come from sources of frustration and disappointment. The path to happiness goes through comfort, but the path to peace and fulfillment often goes through discomfort and sometimes even pain. Happiness is enjoying the moment. Fulfillment is enjoying the journey. And happiness is me-centered, while fulfillment of our purpose is others-centered. Now you might be wondering what all this has to do with today's challenge that asks us to look at a change we want to make in our life and analyze what we would have to give up versus what we could possibly gain. Understanding the difference between stress and pressure, and the difference between happiness in the short term and fulfillment in the long term, helps us frame this challenge. Because our ultimate objective is not to live a life where we bounce around from short-term happiness to short-term happiness, and then get to the end of our lives and wonder what kind of impact we really had on other people. The ultimate objective is to get to the end of our lives and experience a peace and fulfillment that we gave it everything we had to be the best we could be so that we could give our gifts away to the rest of the world. And this is the mindset we can have so we make decisions in the present that will produce fulfillment in the future and will allow us to enjoy the journey along the way. So how about you? What is a possible change you want to make in your life? What are three things you would have to give up to make the change? What are three things you would gain by making the change? Do you need to focus on what you have to give up or on what you could gain in order to motivate you to make the change? Thanks for joining us today. I'm glad you're on the path to writing your own story and striving to live a life of fulfillment by increasing your impact on your students and athletes by making small daily improvements so you can give them a better version of you every day.